Time for speed jokes. Our speed joke segment is sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got jokes from all around Chicagoland. Now that we've hit 49 of 50 states, still waiting on Delaware, we seem to be getting more from Charles in Barrington and Peggy Burns in Morton Grove. I've heard of those places. We got a joke from Alicia Dave, thank you, and Linda King in Oak Lawn, who she writes, it's right down from Stacked, the restaurant that I used to mention all of the time. I did go there once in a while. Stacked in Oak Lawn for breakfast is about as good a breakfast joint as you will find in Chicago. They have the best pancakes. And they've got a skillet there that is fan-flippin-tastic. And if you get the skillet and the pancakes, you'll be there for a long time. It's really good groceries. That's Stacked. My accountant, Mr. Winkler, used to take me there once in a while. She says they're still there and they've expanded. Got a joke sent from Nancy in New York and Jay Thompson in Fox Lake. Dave Carr in Canada sent us another one, and Lori Kane did, and Jeannie in Michigan did, and Allison Sturzinger, and Greg in Countryside, thank you. Kent Heisner sent us a picture of the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug he won, perched on a fence rail overlooking the North Shore surf in Hawaii. He brought his Speed Jokes coffee mug to Hawaii. I don't feel any of that, even though my picture's on the mug. But thank you, Kent, and congratulations. And oh, yeah, take our mugs and send us pictures. I'd like to know where we go.
Hey, John, what do you call 53 men watching the Super Bowl on TV?
I don't know, Dave, what?
The Green Bay Packers.
Wife clown went to visit husband clown. He was in jail. They call that a conjugal visit. Dave, my wife left me because I couldn't stop doing impressions of pasta.
I'm sorry to hear that, John.
Yeah, now I'm cannelloni, Dave. What is Quasimodo Drive? I was going to ask you guys earlier. I always forget to. What is Quasimodo Drive? That would be a hunchback. I was in Europe last year.
Correction.
Oh, wait a minute. What is Quasimodo Drive? I was going to ask you guys earlier, but I forgot to read the punchline correctly. That would be the hatchback of Notre Dame.
Kind of changes it.
It's a lot funnier that way, the hatchback of Notre Dame. Come on, John, you wrote the joke. I was in Europe, Dave, last year, and I walked around so much, I lost 4 kilograms of weight.
I don't know what the conversion is. How many pounds is
100. We previously told you about the lazy person who named the meatball and the fireplace. I hear he has a pet anteater. You know where they send bad rainbows, right? To prism? Don't worry, it's a light sentence. If you look up the word dictionary in a dictionary, the definition should read, you're an idiot.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a TV stuntman about to do a very dangerous stunt. John Williams will star as a viewer eating a 5-pound bag of M&Ms.
All right, folks, don't try this at home.
Okay. That concludes that joke. I don't know. When I read it, I thought it was good. I'm not sure if it is on the radio. Dave and I have 2 solid tips for you now on how to dress for a winter day like this.
Tip number 1, take off your pants.
Tip number 2, go back to bed. And that's how to dress for a winter day like this one. No one went to museums in ancient times because it was just a building full of stuff they already had at home. If you think about it, I mean, they go, hey, honey, look at this clay pot. I'll bet it'll be worth something in 1,000 years. Nah, I don't think so, dear. Just put it back in the cupboard. No, seriously, I think we should save this one. Okay, I'm done expanding on the joke. I was at McDonald's and they called out order number 867 and I yelled 5309 and nobody laughed, and then I felt really old. I ate my burger in the playground area by myself. That joke feels a little dated since I don't think people eat at McDonald's anymore. Do they even call out numbers like that? I'm not sure.
They do at O'Hare.
Do they really? You've noticed that as well?
I've heard them.
It's 1048 on WGN. Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com. Mm-hmm.